going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're efforting to get our friend Mo Hamilton on the program, longtime NBA insider. NBA playoffs are continuing tonight, and been some interesting series so far, Jason. That Lakers-T-Wolves series, and we touched on a little bit during Bounce Back Fallback, but Timberwolves took game one, Lakers came back, take game two, and now they're back in Minnesota. Could Minnesota make this thing very interesting in their
definitely.
Home games?
No, I mean, these are two of the premier defensive. I feel like both these teams' superpower really is their defense. I mean, people get caught up in Luka and is he going to score 35 and all that stuff. But I think it's going to be an old school, lower scoring series. You look at the pace they're playing at, it's kind of a throwback snail's pace. The Lakers don't really have true bigs that I think they can trust. So they don't pick up a lot of easy baskets. Minnesota's, especially at home, a really, really strong defensive team. I think Ant will probably come out of this series as the best player, the guy who made the biggest singular difference. And I just, even, you know, with them not having Karl Anthony Towns there anymore, like, I mean, guys like Naz Reid, I don't know. I feel like Minnesota's got some matchup problems for them. Minnesota's is perfectly fine winning games 87-85. I kind of like the Wolves. I don't love anybody. I haven't played much in that series other than a couple of unders. But that's probably all I will do.
Do you like them in the series overall?
I do. I don't love them. The series bet I liked the most, and I gave it out on air, was Clippers plus 155 to win the series. I thought they should have been favored, even with the Nuggets having obviously home court advantage. And look, it's only three games in; it ain't over by any stretch of the imagination. But like, I put some money on Clippers Cavs final.
Oh,
I did put some money on that. That was one future that I liked before the playoffs started. Like, I think the Clippers can come out of the West. I think the Cavs obviously could come out of the East.
One of the more interesting things that has happened is Kawhi Leonard looks healthy for the first time in 5 years. I don't know how that happened, but it's happening.
He looks healthy and motivated. And I thought their two bigs would do the job on Joker, and they kind of have.
Let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, talk to our friend, longtime NBA insider, Mo Hamilton. And Mo, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. We were just talking about that Clippers-Nuggets series. And the Clippers are now playing back in that brand new Intuit Dome. And Kawhi Leonard looks healthy again. Are the Clippers a sneaky team to come out of the West?
I mean, you can't discount the possibility, right? Like, the way that these guys have looked over the course of the past couple of weeks, you know, the way they finished the regular season, the way they're handling the Nuggets, and more importantly, the way that Kawhi has looked, you know, James Harden kind of turning back the clock a little bit. And, you know, I think that we're spending a lot of time focusing on Kawhi, and rightfully so, but I mean, we haven't really talked that much about Zubac and how great of a player he's become and how dominant of a big man he's been over the course of pretty much the entire season in the Western Conference. Aside from that, you know, I think James Harden is he looks like he's playing freely. Like, he doesn't have a lot of weight on his shoulders. And overall, they look good. They look like a legit contender in the West. And as long as Kawhi remains healthy, then you certainly can't discount the Clippers, because we've seen on more than one occasion what he's capable of doing.
Moke, we're also touching on the Lakers-Timberwolves series, and the series comes back to Minnesota tied at one. Do you see Minnesota pulling out this first-round series?
You know, I there's some legitimate concerns that the Lakers should have about this, and it's just from a matchup standpoint. You know, I look at these guys and I think that they're similar to the Pistons and the Knicks, where one team, I think, is just much tougher than the other. You know, they're bruising. And, you know, I'm talking about the Timberwolves. And over there in the East, I kind of would say that the Pistons, I think, are the tougher, mm-hmm. more bruising team. And, you know, when you have a player like a Luka Doncic, you know, you certainly don't discount his ability to elevate his team and to get you four, or in this case, three more wins. But you can't also just assume that LeBron and the rest of the guys, Austin Reeves, are going to be okay being pounded on by guys like Julius Randle, you know? So I think that's the main concern that I would have if I were the Lakers. All that said, I still think I favor them in the series, but I think this one is going to go much longer than most people assumed. And part of the reason why is because, you know, Anthony Edwards, like, this guy's only 23 years old, but he feels like his time is now. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, he's looking at LeBron and Luka as a barbecue chicken, yeah. you know, to quote the great Shaquille O'Neal. And he's looking at these guys and he's like, man, if I could knock these guys off, you know, that's another feather in my cap as I try to become one of the faces of the league and be renowned as being, you know, one of the top young guys out there. So I think this is a long series. I like how the Timberwolves match up against the Lakers. At the end of the day, you know, I really think it's just going to come down to who's going to be the third best players in the third best player in the series. Like, is it going to be LeBron? Is it going to be Julius Randle? Is it going to be somebody else? If LeBron is that third best player, then I think the Lakers pull it out. And at this point, I would still bet on that. But again, this thing is going to be much longer than most people assumed, I think.
Obviously, these playoff series are like, they're dictated by adjustments, right? And you mentioned the Pistons-Knicks series, and that's been a bit of a slugfest. Game two, I thought Jalen Brunson was out of control. I thought he was trying to draw fouls. He was going into the paint when they clearly knew he would be going into the paint instead of dishing. I don't know. I didn't like it, and there's no way that Karl Anthony Towns, a career 40% three-point shooter, can't be at least getting looks from the three-point line and getting fed the ball occasionally. And so I thought a recalibration was coming, and boy, did it, right? And Towns is shooting threes, and he's scoring his 30 points, and they hold on and win. Do you think that the Knicks have sort of figured some things out now and can be the better team here, or are the Pistons pesky enough to push this to 6 or 7?
Yeah, I think from the beginning, I thought the Knicks would get them, and I thought it would go 6. I didn't really understand a lot of the there's a little bit of hubris coming out of at least some in New York, mm-hmm. thinking that, these guys have no experience. Oh, the Knicks are going to not sweep them, but the Knicks are going to, you know, roll these guys up and get them out of the playoffs quickly. And I thought that was a little off base. You know, the Pistons were one of the best teams over the second half of the season, you know, and this is the first team in NBA history that tripled its win total from the prior season. Now, obviously, Cade missed a lot of time last season, so, you know, it might not be totally fair to say, oh, this team tripled yeah. its win total. But the biggest thing is this past season really has sort of been a coming out party for Cade Cunningham, similar to what we saw for Anthony Edwards, mm-hmm. a season or two ago. So the issue that I have, if I'm the Knicks, is that it seems too easy for Dennis Schroeder and for Cade to cut through their defense, find their way into the paint, and to get good looks for some of their shooters. So, like, the Knicks obviously ended up winning game 3, but I'm watching that game last night, and, You know, there are a lot of wide open 3-point shots the Pistons just ended up missing in the fourth quarter. You know, if two more of those shots dropped, we'd be talking about a completely different series. So I think if I'm the Knicks defensively, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges being able to stay in front of Cade Cunningham. I feel like all too many times during the course of this series already, I've seen Cade get by them fairly easily. So all that said, you know, if you're the Knicks and you have Karl Anthony Towns, you know, shooting efficiently, he was 10 of 18 from the field last night, 4 of 8 from 3, if you're going to get that kind of production from him, you probably end up winning the series, just because I will give Brunson the benefit of the doubt of saying that he will more or less be able to match the output of Cade Cunningham. But again, it's going to come down to who's going to be the third best player over the course of this series. So last night, you know, you could say that Cat was either the first or third best player, depending on how you look at it. And if that's the case, then the Knicks will get them. And, you know, I still like my pick of Knicks in six. But again, when you see a game as closely contested as it was last night, and you see how close it's been through three so far, you know that these teams are pretty evenly matched, and the youth and the strength of the Pistons is not going to be something that's very easy for the Knicks to contend with, especially because for the most part...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Knicks are really relying on just a 7 to at most 8-man rotation. And over the course of a long series, you know, the beating that they're taking, it has the potential to sort of catch up to them. So, again, I think this one will be a very competitive series, much like Lakers-Minnesota, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out the rest of the way.
Talking with Mo Hamilton's Inside Access here on the Fan. Mo, before we let you go, since we've watched the Eastern Conference playoffs so far, have you seen anything that would lead you to believe we're not getting ready for a Cavs-Celtics Eastern Conference final?
Nah, I don't think so. And I mean, the thing about the Celtics, so at the end of the day, you got to play the game, right? Like, you got to play the game. There have been times over the course of history where we've seen star players and we've seen guys, you know, a guy roll an ankle, a guy twist a knee, and, you know, things end up being different than we thought. I mean, Giannis, right? Like, you know, maybe the Bucks have a better postseason last season if Giannis doesn't get hurt. Now, that said, what's funny about the Celtics is they're kind of going through that right now. You know,
yeah. Like,
you know, Porzingis gets his head busted open. Jaylen Brown's knee's been bugging him for the past couple of weeks. Jason Tatum, you know, has a bone bruise on his wrist. And Jaylen Brown is like, okay, it's all good, man. I got it. And he goes out and he gives you a cool, you know, nearly 40-point night, quite efficient, and has the Celtics, you know, kind of waltz to an important win in that series without even really breaking a sweat. So, you know, on the Celtics side, I think that they know that they're playing for history. They're trying to become the first team to repeat in quite some time. I guess that would be since the Warriors did it many, many moons ago. And as far as the Cavaliers are concerned, this just clearly seems like a team on a mission.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think even if you took Donovan Mitchell off of this team, I think we're heading for a really interesting debate once the first team comes out. I'm assuming that a lot of voters ended up having to choose between Donovan Mitchell and Jalen Brunson. I'm really interested in seeing how that ends up playing itself out. But the point is, what I'm trying to say is the Cavaliers are just a supremely talented team. There's so much talent there. Mm-hmm. I think even if you took Donovan off of that team, that they would still be, you know, a team winning somewhere in the mid-40s, if not better than that. You know what I mean? So I think these two teams have been on a collision course all season long to end up in the Eastern Conference Finals. Nothing that I've seen so far leads me to believe that's not what we're going to get. But they got to get there. You know, it's a long postseason. So I'm looking forward to seeing how the rest of the first round shakes itself out, and do expect that we'll still have Celtics-Cavs when it counts for the conference title.
Mo Hamilton, you're the best, man. Thank you,
thanks,
as always,
buddy,
for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
Coming up next, we hit the hot corner, Orioles and Tigers. Even though Underdog Sports had they tweeted out the game has been postponed. I've seen it nowhere else, so don't take that for the gospel, though. It got me, had to tell Bone because he's got BBT, but it looks like it's on. But we'll preview this series in Detroit next here on The Fan.